Welcome to the Breaking Through Darkness podcast. The discussions and topics covered in this podcast are based on my personal experiences, research, and opinions only, and should not be considered as a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Breaking Through Darkness is meant for informational and awareness purposes only. I am not a licensed therapist or a mental health professional. If you're struggling right now, you're not alone. I encourage you to seek the advice of a qualified mental health professional or licensed therapist. Please check out our website at breakingthroughdarkness.com for a list of resources.
I remember an employee that I hired in Texas. Incredible man that I feel like if he wasn't the best employee I ever hired, he's certainly one of the best. And he happened to be gay. And I still recall that one of the greatest joys of my life was getting to dance at his wedding next to him, and the joy and excitement that he and his husband had for each other. They'd known each other for 20 years, but because of different locations that they live, didn't feel like it was the time to tie the knot. And I just want to say that, you know, the animosity, the hatred, the fear that really much of America shows today towards LGBTQ, you name it, people that are different from them, that they want to make conform to their lifestyle. I guess I would like to suggest that Jesus didn't have anyone conform to a lifestyle that wasn't theirs. Jesus accepted people the way they were, whether they were prostitutes, whether they were sick, whether they were unclean in the community, whether they were lepers, whether they had been bleeding for 12 years and couldn't stop it and had given up all hope after seeing many, many doctors. Jesus loved the outcasts. He loved the people that were different. He loved people that, in many cases in America, are hated and reviled. And to be honest, it disgusts me, but I guess I understand it. Because I grew up in a very conservative family, in a conservative community that was really all white. And there weren't a lot of differences in the family. There was one Jewish family that I loved a bunch, that I got to know the boys, and we became incredible friends, doing things like recreating the Olympics and deciding that it was a good idea to put golf club covers on our hands and box using that. So I think the first bloody nose caused our Olympics to end quickly. But they were Jewish. I loved them. I, you know, was a Christian. I appreciated their approaches and philosophies. But I know that with bipolar disorder, it was very difficult for me to understand them fully and how difficult their lives had been in the culture around them. But anyway, getting back to this story, I had a lot of time to travel with this employee of mine, and I learned so much about his life, how he grew up, and the joys he had, the frustrations, the difficulties. And I grew to be such a close friend that today he's a lifelong friend. We have not worked together for probably close to 15 years, but I still touch bases with him. I ask how he's doing. He's just become a really, really close friend. And I know how difficult it's been for him to have his family shun him, to have life be so difficult in South Texas, because he's different, because he's not like many of us, that he finally came out of the closet and things didn't all of a sudden turn rosy. Gay men, lesbian women, have a really, really difficult time in our world because of a philosophical opinion that the morality of these people is wicked and evil. And I would just like to say that, you know, Jesus may have met someone or a few people who were homosexual in his life. And while the Bible doesn't account for that situation, Jesus did meet prostitutes. He did meet a Samaritan woman who had five husbands, and the man that she was with wasn't even her husband. She was looked down upon by the community, and he gave her living water at Jacob's well. And her life was changed. She wasn't an outcast anymore. She wasn't thought of as one less. She had been recognized by the master, and her social status was not only restored, but it was higher than it had ever been as a Samaritan in her life. And the story of the Samaritan who came across the beaten Jewish man. And keep in mind that Samaritans were despised by the Jews of that time. They were thought of as half-breeds, as less than. Well, the story that Jesus told was about a rabbi that came by, saw the man in the middle of the road, and stepped aside because he had to get to a church engagement. And then another man who was, again, highly moral and correct, stepped aside and didn't help the man. But the Samaritan lifted the man up on his donkey. He cared for his wounds. He put salve on them. He took care of this man. And he paid the innkeeper enough, and even told the innkeeper that if the bill ran more the next time he was there, that he would pay it in full. So paying it in full meant that the innkeeper respected this man, that he'd been there a number of times, that he knew that he was good on his word. And Jesus asked the Jews that were all around him, who was the good neighbor? And the response was, the man who took care of him. And notice that they didn't say Samaritan because, you know, that was too difficult for them. But that's the story of our world today. People are hurting. People are cast away. People have all sorts of mental health issues. There are all sorts of triggers in our world today that overwhelm the minds of so many people. The traumas, little T's and big T's in our lives are overwhelming, and they're continuous every day. I believe that with this man that I hired, that I was blessed more than him by knowing him. And in Texas, it's a tremendously difficult thing to come out of the closet, to be transgender, to be different. White men have ruled Texas as long as Texas has existed. And while I loved my time there, it was also frustrating in a lot of ways because I had more difficulty finding a church in Texas than any other place in the nation that I have lived. And I had just come from Utah and had found an amazing Christian church there and thought that Texas would be so incredible, and in many, many ways, it was. Texas, things are bigger. I love sweet tea. I'll continue to love sweet tea until the day I die. But it is also a place with huge hatred for people that are different. South Texas is separated from North Texas because South Texas has more Hispanics, Latinos, Latinas. North Texas is by far predominantly white. And that is changing a little bit in the metropolitan areas, but Dallas, Houston, San Antonio are all urban areas that the vast majority are white. And I don't have any problem with whiteness. I actually am very proud to be a white American man. But when someone takes their whiteness and beats someone else over the head and acts like in every way that they are better than that other person, they have lost my respect. They have no integrity, and they don't understand my God. Almost 100% of these people go to church, look outwardly moral, and yet hate people. So Jesus called us to love, and here they are expressing hatred, and that, like, God needs their help with judging. I don't recognize one place where Jesus told anyone to judge others. In fact, he said the opposite, that before worrying about the little speck in your neighbor's eye, you better deal with the big log that's in yours. So I want to live life that way. And I want to tell my friends who are looked down upon, that are not accepted, that I accept you. I love you. I hope I have shown you in my lifetime that this has never been covered up. And if it has been, I'm sorry, because it will not be again. I refuse to cover up the love and appreciation that I have for you all and what you have taught me in the years of knowing you makes me a much better man, makes me a man with much more integrity and honor and respect. And I'm so grateful that you have spent the time with me. I have gotten much more from our relationship than I have given to you. I hope that sometime in my lifetime that I see America love the different, love the people who don't think like they do. Love the people who really suffer from mental trauma, from all sorts of things, and that we learn to respect and appreciate each other just the way we are. And God and Jesus can deal with the judgment and justice. I'm going to fight for justice for people. I am not going to fight to judge people. And when I was younger in conservative communities, I think I did that, but no more, because that's not the life I've called to, and that's not the life I'm going to live anymore.
Thanks for listening to the Breaking Through Darkness podcast. Be sure to tune in regularly for new episodes and blogs each week. If you're facing struggles, you're not alone. Please reach out. I would love to hear your story. It's important to note that I am not a licensed therapist. However, there are numerous professionals in your area ready to assist you. Visit our website's resource page at breakingthroughdarkness.com for a list of valuable connections. Always remember, you are worthy, you are resilient, you are awesome, you were created for extraordinary things. Find your purpose and shine bright in this world.